There you go. That was Jeremy Rose. If you notice, a couple of my transitions are a little tricky today. I got probably TMI. I got have to have a major upgrade on my computer a little while ago. And it seems to have changed things around. Things that were normally at the top are now at the bottom, or they were over here and now we're over there. And in my recording stuff, a lot of the transitions between tracks have gone from not being 1 or 2 seconds, but being almost straight on. And I apologize for any awkwardness between tracks that might appear as a result. But while I'm sorting that out, I'll let you sort out a little bit about exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Yes, indeed. Great community radio, 24/7 around the clock, and every year in February, we take some time off to ask you folks if you would like to help us get through the next year financially, and that's coming up in a couple of weeks. But for now, just enjoy the ERP in its normal form. Moving along now, I'm going to play a set from pianist-composer Chris Davis, native-born Canadian, now sort of making a big name in the States, has a brand new album out, just out a couple of weeks now, called the Solastalgia Suite. And I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't know what solastalgia was, and I looked it up and gave a definition a couple of weeks ago. Playing a couple more tracks today, but I'm going to read you the paragraph from the notes of the album. It says, when Thomas Wolfe famously warned you can't go home again, the author saw nostalgia as a transformative sensation that placed our past out of reach. The global scale damage that climate change has wrought in the decades since Wolfe wrote his novel has evoked a new, more profound emotion. The philosopher Glenn Albrecht coined the term solastalgia to define, quote, a form of homesickness while we are still at home. The way things are now, in a sense, that was the end of that quote from the notes. And Chris Davis is here. And her partners on this album are the Ludaskowski Quartet from Poland. And she has mentioned that this is the first time she has written specifically for piano and string quartet. But this Lutoskowski quartet is very well known in Poland and in Europe generally, and she has brought them here to augment this album. So I'm going to play a set from the Solastalgia Suite. First one's called The Known End. Second one is a very short track called Ghost Reefs. And then Pressure and Yield. Here's Chris Davis.
Thank you.
Lots of quick movement there in that last movement. That was the second track from an album by pianist Chris Davis with a Polish quartet from an album called the Solastalgia Suite. Sort of the things that cause you great emotional grief and problems and everything else just by the way things are now in your home environment, if you will. And it's an interesting concept. And her writing shows the drama and the fear often of that reality. And it's brought us to 1227 You are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Keith Black, Jazz Between 10 and 1 here live. On Wednesdays, we stream and archive at CKUW.ca. So however you got to be listening today, you're more than welcome. Moving back to Australia now for the second of two Australian saxophonists. This is Sam Gill, probably a little more adventurous, if I can use that term, than Jeremy Rose that you heard a while ago. And he, too, has a brand new album out called Sensemaker. He has a quartet that has drummer James McLean from Melbourne, pianist Novel Malkiewicz from Sydney, and bassist Jacques Emery, don't know where he's from, and Sam Gill is a Sydney bass saxy, a Sydney cider, as they say. His group is called Coursed Waters. The album is called Sensemaker. Going to play two tracks. The first one is called Scree, S-C-R-E-E. I don't know if you're aware of that term, but I know it through a friend of mine. Scree is the sort of gravel, small rock side of a mountain that can move at the slightest jiggle of anything. And a good friend of mine who is a climber, lived in the Rockies, did a lot of climbing. He and his buddy were trapped in a huge weather change on Mount Robson, and in trying to get down in bad weather, my friend, I don't know if he put his foot wrong or things just shifted, but he ended up sliding down a scree field, if you will, just the whole gravel thing, heading toward an edge from which the fall was hundreds of feet, and was held up by a rock when he slammed into a rock that prevented him from going over the edge. His buddy had to risk his life to get him back up on some sort of trail, and then basically had to carry him back to base camp before my friend was taken to the hospital, where he spent weeks because he was really smashed up. So Scree, I know what Scree is all about from having witnessed it from a distance on mountains. And when you have a good friend who almost died because of it, I was interested to hear that word, that title on this album. So that may be a little bit more than you needed to know. But anyhow, Scree is an important reality for my friend. Now, two tracks, therefore, from Sam Gill's Coursed Waters. Scree is the first one, and Imminent Liminal is the second one. Sam Gill. Thank you. Sam Gill's Coursed Waters, the name of that quartet out of Australia. Some very interesting, adventurous music there. Some good stuff. And it's just about time for me to say goodbye for this week, but I'll be back next week to do it again, I hope. In the meantime, I'm going to take us out with the great Charles Lloyd from his latest album, which came about as a result of a concert that had gone so well for his 87th birthday party that they shooed everybody into the studio as quickly as they could and came up with this album. It's called Figure in Blue, and it has a trio. He has pianist Jason Moran and guitarist Marvin Sewell, and it's really a lovely album. Charles Lloyd is an icon, and I hope he keeps recording forever. But in the meantime, I'm going to take us out with as much as I can in the time that's left. Thank you for tuning in today. As I say, my name's Keith Black, and as always, it is a privilege for me to be able to share my music with you through this great little station, and I hope that you heard something that you would like to hear more in that genre, and you'll come back next week because I'll be around to do it again. Thank you for tuning in today. I take care of yourselves for the next week. I hope that all goes well for you, and I will be back to do it again next Wednesday. Bye for now. Here's Charles Lloyd to take us out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.